A large crowd this morning welcomed President John Mahama to the Volta region as part of his nationwide thank you tour. He made whistle stops at Sogahofe and Dabala in the South Tong district. Addressing the mini deba at Dabala, the president promised continuity of projects.
About 4 weeks ago, we lost our president, Asomdwehine, Professor John Evans Atta Mills. Professor Mills was elected as our president in 2009. About 3.5 years that he was president, he did his best to change our politics and also to spread development across the whole country. Unfortunately, he didn't finish his work when God called him. And who are we to question God's intentions? Our elders say what we like, God also likes. And so God knows best. But then we are consoled by the extreme show of love and sympathy that not only the people of Ghana, the people of Africa, and indeed the whole world showed upon the passing of our president. It is often said by our elders that you realize the value of your possession when you lose it. In death, people who had even vilified him and insulted him came out, they couldn't help it, and testified that this man was a great man, he was a good man. The legacy he left us was a legacy of peace. He was a man of peace, and because of that, we named him Asomdwehine. And as Togwe said, during his era, everything has been peaceful, even including the registration exercise. He also promised that this year's elections were going to be peaceful before, during, and after the election. And I wish, on his behalf and my own behalf, to pledge that this election is going to be one of the most peaceful and one of the most successful that Ghana would ever have. And so all we can do is to continue his vision. He started a lot of development projects across the whole country, in every region, in every district. All the projects that he started and he was not able to complete, I pledge and promise you that we shall complete them. I know that in Volta region, two projects are dear to your heart, and that's the Eastern Corridor Road and the University of Allied and Public Health. That university has started already. We'll continue to put in the infrastructure and strengthen it and make sure that it becomes one of the best universities in this country. And so I'll just urge you to continue to support us and continue the good work you're doing. And in December, let's have elections peacefully, let there be no thuggery, and let God himself decide the best person he thinks can lead this country, and may the best person win.
President John Dramani Mahama on his thank you tour in the Volta region.
Still on that, President John Dramani Mahama sympathized with the families affected by the recent tidal waves at Anyanwi, Jita, and Aplotoko in the Volta region. He said government will put comprehensive measures to prevent another wave. He again stressed the need for government to continue with the work of the late president.
I had to pass here was that I heard about the tidal wave that had affected some of my brothers and sisters in this area, and I came to sympathize with them and also to present some items to them in order to ease the pain and suffering that they have been going through. Early after we took over the degrees of administration of this country, we received word that the sea was eroding the communities around Akola Otoko. The president promptly asked me to go and assess the situation. And when I came, the sea had actually eroded and eaten into the road. So it was even threatening to cut communications between Akola Otoko and the villages behind it and Keka and other parts of this traditional area. So on my behalf, on behalf of government, we have brought a little presentation for those who suffered from the tidal wave. And there are assorted items. They include cement, maize, rice, mosquito nets, blankets, cooking oil, masks, second-hand clothing. It is a lot of items. We hope that that will ease the plight of the victims of the tidal wave. But we shall study what is happening on the coastline and see what engineering we can do to prevent that from happening again.
President Mahama.